of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. For the first time in 5 years, the Morehead State women's basketball team has qualified for the Ohio Valley Conference in back-to-back seasons. The postseason tourney and journey start today against Tennessee State at the Ford Center in downtown Evansville, Indiana. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis along with my pal Wes Holland. MSU is the 5 seed in this year's women's tourney. The Eagles are hoping that is not a bad omen since the OVC tournament was moved to the Ford Center. 5 seeds are just 1-6, and a 5 has not beaten an 8 since the tourney was reformatted with byes in 2021-22. Just a year ago, it was the Eagles who came in as the 8 seed and upset Tennessee Martin in the first game of the event. MSU and TSU split their 2 regular season showdowns this season, and both are coming off of wins in their respective regular year finales. Stick around. We'll talk with Eagle coach Kayla Petrie after this break here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back to the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. Tom Lewis joined now by MSU women's coach Kayla Petrie. Her Eagles getting set to open OVC tournament action. Actually, the very first game of the tournament. Kayla, you're the favorite this time. You played in this same game last year, but come in as the favorite. But as wide open as this OVC field has been all year. I'm not sure there really is a clear-cut favorite. Maybe beyond the USI Screaming Eagles, but very, very balanced.
Absolutely. You know, I think there's been so much parity, as we've talked about, in the league. You know, spots 2 through 7, 8 have been really, you don't know who's going to win, but and the majority of the games were splits. You know, Tennessee State, they beat at one point, I'm not sure if it was in a row, but I know it was us in Southern Indiana when we were 1-2. They beat Little Rock. I think they beat Eastern. Oh, shoot, they just beat Martin, who was to take away their 2 seed.
Could have been the 2.
Yep. So they can beat anybody. So, like you said, I don't know if there's any extra pressure, but a lot of pressure in the air. But I also think that's a good thing. Anybody can win, you know, like yeah. There is no clear-cut favorite. Seeding doesn't really matter once you get to March, I guess. I mean, the only thing it is how many games you have to play and who you have to play. But you still got to – it's just one game, right?
Yeah. You know, does it change the way you game plan at all, that knowing if you're going to win the whole thing, it's going to take 4 wins in 4 days, or do you just continue to do the one game at a time approach?
You know, I think for us, the best thing to do would be one game at a time. For my personality, one game at a time, that whole 18-round fight thing. You know, I know other people, maybe if they have more depth and they feel confident in their team, maybe they can do that. But I think for us, we just need to win. You know, I've always been that way. And, you know, even saving people with fouls and stuff, you've noticed I've been a little more aggressive with Kate when she gets in foul trouble. Like, you're going to have to sit out one way or the other. Like, let's don't dig ourselves in a hole.
Yeah. Speaking of Katie and Veronica Charles, it was announced yesterday that Katie Novick and Veronica Charles both named to the All-OVC team, Veronica first team and Katie second team. Talk about what they've meant to the program.
Yeah, they've just been the heart and soul of our team. You know, when we need a bucket, it's usually one of them. You throw in Haley that'll go in and get a bucket, but those are our top 3 scorers, and, you know, they've been consistent. It's not like they're scoring 20 one game and 2 the next. It's kind of been that 12, 13, 14, 15 range every night. You know, V was great late. You know, we talked about this last week. I think she, you know, 31, 25, 24, and so I think that she's excited about this tournament.
I think we are too. Looking forward to it. Hopefully a few more rounds to come.
And yes, sir.
Appreciate your time.
I hope we're talking tomorrow.
I hope we are too. And the next day.
Do I come back after the game today, or do I have to go to media?
Depends on if you win or lose, but hopefully yes.
Okay.
All right.
You just wave at me.
I will do that.
All right.
All right. We'll talk later. Coach Caleb Petrie back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Back at the Ford Center in downtown Evansville, Indiana, on the banks of the Ohio River, a fitting place for the Ohio Valley Conference basketball tournament. And the MSU women getting ready to tip off the entire event in game one against the Tigers of Tennessee State. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this game, starting with the eighth-seeded TSU Tigers. They're 10-18 on the year, 7-11 in OVC competition, after upsetting Tennessee Martin 55-53 Saturday to punch their ticket into postseason play. They'll start three guards and two forwards. Caitlin Anderson, the point guard, 5'6 grad student from Jefferson City, Missouri, a transfer out of Indiana State, averaging 7 points, 3.3 rebounds, and three assists a game. Sanaya Parker, one of the other guards, a 5'9 junior from Huntsville, Alabama, 10 points and 5.3 rebounds in outing. And all OVC performer Sanaa St. Andre, the third guard, a 5'8 senior from Oakdale, Louisiana, transfer from Kansas City, averaging a team-high 15.5 points and 2.5 boards a game. The two forwards are Ebony Williams and Lyric Cole. Williams is a 6-foot grad student from Hoover, Alabama, transfer from Chattanooga, averaging 8 markers and 4.7 boards an outing. And Cole, a 6-foot junior from Memphis, Tennessee, 7.2 points and 7.3 rebounds a game. Ty Evans is in his fourth season as the Tennessee State head coach. He's 33-77 over that span. Moorhead State, 15-14 on the season with a 10-8 OVC ledger. The Eagles are coming off of a 72-59 victory over Lindenwood on Saturday. They'll start three guards and two forwards today. Freshman and all-OVC second-team member Katie Novick will be the point guard, a 5'9 freshman from Grodno, Belarus, 11.2 points, 4.5 rebounds, 3.7 assists, and 1.7 steals a game. First-team all-OVC pick Veronica Charles, the two-guard, a 5'4 senior from Otukpo, Nigeria, averaging 14.3 points, 3.8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2.5 steals a game. Melissa Sacchiaroli gets the start at the three-guard spot, a 5'10 junior from Sourges, France, 6.8 points and 1.6 rebounds a game. The two forwards, Haley Rhodes and Blessing King. Rhodes, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, 10.5 points, 5.3 rebounds. And King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, averaging 5.7 points and 10.5 rebounds a game. Coach Kayla Petrie's in her third season at the Eagle helm, and she's 27-61 in that span. We'll take one more break and come back and get set for our keys and tip-off after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey-gooey, cheesy, crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh, yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
National anthem kicking off this 2024 Ohio Valley Conference basketball tournament. The women play in the afternoon session, the men in the evenings. Morehead State, the 5 seed, taking on Tennessee State, the 8 seed in today's first game. MSU leads the all-time series with TSU 40-32. The Eagles and Tigers split their 2 regular season meetings, with the home team winning each time. The Tigers took the most recent face-off, 71-58, back on February 1st. The officials for this game will be Molly Caldwell, Shane Bennett, and Natasha Brown. Bring in my partner and pal, Wes Holland, to join us now. And Wes, good to be alongside you. Postseason basketball. It doesn't get much better.
Oh, my goodness, my friend. It is exciting. I cannot wait to call this game here at the OVC tournament. First thing, we caught a lot of games together, but never one here. So I'm excited.
Me too. Let's talk about the keys to the game. And once you reach postseason, I guess you kind of stick close to the playbook that got you there. But as you evaluate these two teams, what stands out to you?
Yeah, once you get to this point, you kind of are what you are this far into the season. So this is the do what you do edition of the keys to the game. So for MSU, extra possessions. You know I preach it. You know we talk about it. You know Coach P preaches it.
Yep.
It's extra possessions. So these teams against their opponents, Morehead State has a plus 7.4 net rebound spread, a plus 3.2 turnover spread. This equals to a lot of extra possessions, and Morehead State, as we're going to talk about in a second, they want this to be a little bit more of a half-court game. They need this to slow down a little bit. Those extra possessions go a really long way. On the Tennessee State side, what you do is you have pace, pace, pace. You run, run, run. Ty Evans, that is his philosophy. He lives by it. This team plays like it. They push on a make. They push on a turnover. They push on a miss. They push when they get off the bus to come into the arena. They are pushing when they get back to the hotel. They are going to run and run because they need easy buckets, EBs, right? So EPs for MSU, EBs for Tennessee State. They need those runouts, those easy layups, those second chance points.
Team's getting ready to take the floor for our opening tip. Morehead State, as the higher seed, will be wearing the typical home white uniforms with blue numbers and letters and the Morehead State blue and gold trim. Tennessee State wearing royal blue uniforms with white numbers and letters and red and white trim. Lyric Cole will be the one jumping it up for Tennessee State, and If it is typically the person who does it for Morehead State, it'll be Blessing King in the middle of the center circle. Eagles a little delayed in breaking up that first huddle.
And I'm so completely hyped up, I absolutely ambushed Tom Lewis. I took 2 minutes of keys to the game into about a minute and 15 seconds. That's how excited I am right now.
Lay off the energy drinks, partner. You being pumped up gets me pumped up, so that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Not going to be a problem today, my man.
Nope. Players on the floor. Molly Caldwell, the lead official, basketball in hand, getting ready to step in and send it skyward, and we'll see who wins the opening tip to start this 2024 OVC basketball tournament. And it's Morehead State as Veronica Charles brings it into the front court, passes ahead to Haley Rhodes, hesitates, lets her defender blow by, and then, as we've seen so often this year, from the left side of the rim, takes it up and puts it through. 2-0 Eagles to start this one. Sanaa St. Andre holds the ball over her head, now dribbles a couple of times, finds Caitlin Anderson on the left wing, rotates into the lane. Actually, that was Ebony Williams, tried to take it up for a shot, and Morehead State's Blessing King called for a reach-in foul. And that will put Ebony Williams at the free throw line for 2.
Good news, though. 1 for 1 on the layup so far for Morehead State. That's a good start.
Williams has scored in double digits in 3 of the last 5 outings as she misses the first of 2 free throws. She had a season-high 17 points in that win over Tennessee Martin in the regular season finale. And that win is what got TSU to this tournament. Had they lost, they would not be here. Williams on the mark with the second, and it's 2-1 Eagles. Extended pressure by TSU. Morehead State gets it into the front court. Entry pass down low, intended for Blessing King, through her hands and out of bounds.
Early trap off of the press, not just a straight man. They're coming at the corners, trying to get them stuck around the midcourt. We saw Lindenwood actually have a little success with that the other day.
So Morehead State opening up. Maybe a matchup zone as Caitlin Anderson gets it in the lane to Lyric Cole. She works in against Blessing King. A lot of contact, no foul, missed shot. Put back by Ebony Williams, also no good. And Novick, the rebound for the Eagles. Passes ahead into the front court to Charles. Crossover dribble into the lane. Up and under move. Shot may have been partially blocked. Air ball. And here come the Tigers the other way. Anderson kicks to the far wing to Sanaa St. Andre. Misses the three-point try. And then Williams, after the rebound, loses her footing and goes to the floor, called for a travel.
We are already seeing the pace that Ty Evans wants to play at in this game so far. This is frenetic.
2-1 Morehead State, 8:41 to play opening quarter as Charles brings it ahead, passes to the near hash to Haley Rhodes. Eagles in the offensive end to our right. Novick, far corner, out to Secchi Aroli, around to Charles. Fakes the three, drives, puts it up over Parker. Too strong, but Blessing King, an offensive rebound. Boy, what a surprise there.
Extra possession. She's the queen of EPs.
Yep. Third in Division I in offensive rebounds this season. Novick to Charles in the near corner. Drives the baseline. Gets cut off. Loses the handle. Lyric Cole the steal. Gets it to Sanaa St. Andre. Drives into the lane. Her floater off the back of the iron. No. Fight for the rebound. And it's Caitlin Anderson coming up with it. Out to Parker. She'll come out top to St. Andre. Back to Sanaya Parker on the left wing. Out straight away to Anderson. Floats it to Cole with the right elbow. Working in against Haley Rhodes, up off the glass and through. Tennessee State, its first lead at 3-2.
And there's some of those second chance points, those easy buckets we were talking about.
Novick passes out of a double team. Cross court to Charles. High left, back to Novick. Outside the hash, near side to King. On the baseline, back out to Novick. Over to Charles on the left point. Pass deflected away momentarily. Corralled by Haley Rhodes, back to Charles. Five to shoot as Charles drives, has it stripped out of her hands. Anderson the other way. Two on two. Got it ahead to St. Andre. Missed the layup. King the rebound to Charles. Quickly the other way for Morehead State, and then she'll pull up as she reaches the left hash. To Novick, high right. Free throw line to Haley Rhodes. Drives the left side of the lane. Missed the shot. And here comes Sanaya Parker. Bounce pass ahead. Off of the hands and then the foot of St. Andre, out of bounds.
The hands and the foot and the calf and the
head,
arm,
shoulders,
and the shoulder.
Knees and toes.
Knees and toes.
Eyes and ears and mouth and nose.
And that is one of those side effects of that pace that you can get a little bit out of control.
Secchi Aroli and Novick tag teaming to get the ball into the front court. Passes ahead to Skylar Barnes, who just checked in, to Haley Rhodes. Out right point to Novick. Over to the left point now to Rhodes. Make that Barnes. Back to Haley Rhodes on the right wing. Pass intended for Secchi Aroli is intercepted, and St. Andre will take it the other way and lay it up and in.
You can see that one coming a mile away. They were waiting on it. They've watched Morehead State move the ball around the top of the circle the whole game.
Eagles now with four turnovers in 3.5 minutes. Novick to Skylar Barnes, gets cut off trying to drive left angle. Does finally get around Cole. Her running jumper is off the mark, but Cole picks up the body foul, and that will put Barnes at the free throw line.
And Tom, the way that this game is going to be called is really going to have to adjust. It's going to make Morehead have to adjust. They're not calling a whole lot of fouls, despite the fact that Barnes is at the line. And they've gotten a lot of contact going to the hole.
Barnes' first free throw rims off, no good. On the year, Skyler, a 56% free throw shooter. First time these two teams met was Skyler's breakout game. She was 6 of 8 from three-point range and had 25 points. Makes the second free throw and ties it up at 3. Excuse me, it's still 5-3 Tennessee State. Caitlin Anderson, a little bump, but no call as she made contact with Secchi Aroli. Missed the shot. Morehead State rebound. Quickly ahead to Barnes. Out of control. Puts it up. No good. And then the fight for the rebound is won by the Tigers. Then Haley Rhodes right there to deflect the pass. And it hits the bottom of the backboard standard and is ruled Tennessee State ball.
Excellent effort by Haley on that. Just happened to get a little too much on it.
Anderson passes ahead to Parker. Finds Cole wide open underneath. Morehead State slow to get back. And It's now 7-3 TSU. 5:36 to play in the first quarter.
Easy buckets in transition, Tom.
Yep. Bounce pass from Sekiaroli ahead to Novick. Back out to Sekiaroli. Barks out the play call and floats to the right. Gets it to Haley Rhodes just inside the free throw line. Turnaround jumper is right on the money. 7-5 now, Tennessee State. St. Andre, high right. Face guarded by Barnes. Gets it out to Anderson, right back to St. Andre. Floats it to Ebony Williams. Jab step, now tries to drive in against King. Splits defenders, lays it up and through, and she's fouled.
And interesting. I would not consider that consistent with what we've seen the rest of the game. That was not a lot of time. Was it a foul? Probably, but that's also not one that they've been calling so far up to this point. Which is why Tennessee State's been able to sit in this 1-2-2 and just pack the lane. And I mean, there's been a lot of contact, but very few calls.
At the line for Morehead State, Paris. Morehead State coach Kayla Petrie talked about how she's tried to be more aggressive in keeping players in foul trouble on the floor, but Blessing King just picked up her second, and she's replaced by Jaden Rhodes. Three-point play is converted. And on the inbound, Morehead State's tied up. It's Veronica Charles with the ball, and good defense by Ebony Williams to tie her up, and that will result in the basketball going to Tennessee State after this media timeout. 4:59 remaining in the first quarter. And it's TSU's Tigers with the early 10-5 lead over the MSU Eagles here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Preferred Equipment has been America's number one name in farm, ranch, and rodeo equipment for over 50 years. Equipment bearing the Preferred name is crafted to make chores faster, safer, and easier for both the cow and the cowboy. Hinton Mills continues to be Kentucky's most trusted Preferred dealer. Stop in at any of Hinton Mills' six locations to see Preferred squeeze chutes, palp cages, sweep systems, working alleys, and panels. No one knows Preferred livestock equipment better than the Hinton Mills team and our Preferred certified employees. Hinton Mills, your authorized Preferred dealer.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special, reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh store ground beef for Brown is specially priced at only $4.49 a pound. Fresh asparagus just $1.99 a pound. And 15-ounce cans of Our Family Pinto, Black, Great Northern, and Navy beans are only $1 a can. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
To 5, Tennessee State leading Morehead State in the early going here in game one of the Ohio Valley Conference Women's Basketball Tournament. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you live from the Evansville Ford Center. Wes, so far, Tennessee State really hasn't done anything that we didn't expect, but apparently they're executing it awfully well because Morehead State looks pretty out of sync right now.
They sure are. And they had. They've been exactly who we thought they would be coming into this game. I'm glad it's only 5 minutes into the first, but when you look at the easy baskets that TSU, we were talking about, they're plus four on the easy baskets. Even worse for Morehead State is that extra possessions, Tennessee State's plus five.
Yeah.
That's where they've got to win that game. They have got to win on those extra possessions.
Whitaker Bank by the numbers. When you look at rebounding margin on the year, Tennessee State was eighth in the OVC, Morehead State third. But as Wes mentioned, it's TSU winning that battle here early, up by five. Sanaa St. Andre gets it out top to Zion Shannon, who checked in during that timeout. Gets around a screen, and then around Jaden Rhodes and lays it off the window and in. Lead now up to 7 for TSU. Seki Aroli gets it across midcourt. Bounce pass to Charles. Down low to Jaden Rhodes. Misses the layup. Too strong and corralled by Ebony Williams to St. Andre up the left side. Now she'll float between the circles. Passes left wing to Sanaya Parker. To Ebony Williams, out to Shannon, to Parker. Floater from the left wing, no good. Rebound to Haley Rhodes, ahead to Morehead State's Barnes. And Tennessee State closes quickly. It looked like Barnes might have a breakaway, but Sanaa St. Andre, good hustle to back tap the ball away out of bounds.
And Tennessee State was unable to finish on their end, but they got to the rim pretty easy. I don't know how long the Morehead State can stay in this 2-3 zone. They don't rebound well out of it, and the one thing it's meant to do is prevent the drives, and they've gotten them the whole game so far.
Inbounds comes to Haley Rhodes, to Charles, right corner three, too strong. Backside rebound off the floor to Barnes. Kicks it out to Seki Aroli, now to Charles, high right. Floats it into the lane to Haley Rhodes, drives around her defender, Jordan Akins, and lays it up and in with the left hand. 12-7 TSU, Morehead State. Had missed 6 of its last 7 field goal tries before that make. And then on the other end, an easy answer is Lyric Cole on the low block. Just takes it up and puts it in. 14-7 Tigers. Seki Aroli. Bounce pass between the legs of Jaden Rhodes and taken by Jordan Akins. Passes ahead to St. Andre. To Parker, left corner, back to St. Andre. She'll try a 3 off the front of the iron. No. Veronica Charles crashes in for the rebound. And Lyric Cole calls for the personal foul, getting there too late.
And Lyric Cole reacted pretty adamantly that that was not a foul. She caught herself very quickly, which was good by her.
Or we might be looking at technical foul shots.
Yeah.
Again, extended pressure defensively by the Tigers as Ebony Williams hounds Charles. The Eagles get it into the front court. Novick tried to find Seki Aroli cutting from the left side, but deflected out of bounds by TSU. 3:10 to play in the first quarter, 22 to shoot. Novick gets it in to Barnes. Hands it right back to Novick. Out high right to Seki Aroli. Chest pass to Novick at the right hash. 14 to shoot as Novick comes to the top of the arc. Kicks it far corner to Seki Aroli. Skip pass to Barnes. Out to Novick. She'll drive the lane. Scoops off the window. No good. Williams, the rebound for TSU. To Parker, ahead up the far side to Shannon. Hands it there to Parker, right back to Shannon, who comes out near the OVC logo at midcourt. Now left wing to St. Andre. To Akins, nice bounce feed down low to Williams, and she takes it up strong, can't get it to go, but she's fouled by Morehead State's Barnes. And will get free throws.
I am anxious to see it because the Eagles are a really good person-to-person defensive team. That's been their calling card all year, is that tough, in-your-face person-to-person defense. Great turnovers, get steals. And we're just not seeing that out of this 2-3 that they continue to run.
Williams gets the first freebie to roll and fall. Makes it a 15-7 Tennessee State advantage. Williams already with 5 points. Second one rims out, no good. Seki Aroli clears the boards and gets it ahead to Charles. She'll streak the other way and then float back outside the arc high right. Passes out top to Seki Aroli, back to Charles. Floats it to Novick near the right side of the circle. Backs her defender into the lane. Scoops way too strong. Akins the rebound. Gives it up to Anderson to come up the near sideline. Kicks it far side to Parker. Jump stop, kicks it to Shannon. Three-pointer from the left wing, no good. Rebound tapped out high to Seki Aroli. Eagles have numbers. Seki Aroli drove, kick to Charles, but then good defense by TSU forces Charles back outside the arc.
Would have liked to have seen Mel force the issue right there.
Charles, Euro step, misses the layup high off the glass. Parker, the rebound, and then Katie Novick picks up a blocking foul out on the perimeter.
Not a good heads-up play by Novick, and she knew it instantly. That was not a good way to pick up a cheap foul, especially when you've known for foul trouble like the freshman Novick is.
That's just her first and only the fourth of the quarter on Morehead State. So TSU basketball. Shannon holds, gives it up out top to Diamond Cannon. Now to Caitlin Anderson on the left wing. Crossover dribble against Novick. It's picked up by Haley Rhodes on the switch. Out to Akins. Her pass down low, picked off by Haley Rhodes. Ahead to Charles. Two on two. Charles tries to take it up strong. Gets blocked, but is also fouled by Williams. Dean Charles will go to the line for two.
After scoring drought like this, Tom, it's really good to get to the line. It's your best free throw shooter, so hopefully V knocks down at least one, maybe both of these. Get a couple of points on the board. See the ball go in the hoop, frankly.
Foul went on Zion Shannon. Actually, that was on Williams, excuse me. And Veronica Charles makes the first of two free throws. Veronica, an 80% free throw shooter on the year. Coming off of her third straight 20-plus point performance, misses the second. Akins the rebound to Shannon. To Anderson, back to Shannon. Scoop shot from about 12 feet. No good. Charles passes ahead to Haley Rhodes, one-on-one. Caitlin Anderson harassed her defensively, and Haley Rhodes dribbles it off of her own foot out of bounds.
I tell you what, if Shannon had hit that shot that she just took from the circus,
yes,
that would have been on the top 10 in
yes.
the ESPN today.
Yes. Don't see scoop shots from 12 feet very often. Nearly picked off, but Ebony Williams corrals, gets it to Shannon. Now to Caitlin Anderson, has it taken away from her, trying to drive by Charles. Two on one, Charles underneath to Novick, lays it up and in. The all-OVC backcourt tandem working together for that bucket. And it's now 15-10 Tennessee State, 38 seconds to play in the first. Zion Shannon, open right wing three, too short, but the rebound kicks to Akins. She'll give it to the driving Shannon. And this time, she's on the mark with a little floater. Quick pass ahead to Haley Rhodes. Works in against Akins. Akins blocks the shot out of bounds.
Boy, again, we're hearing it from the fans right behind us. Yeah, that's not a consistent call. She definitely got a lot of contact on that shot.
Inbounds comes to Blessing King back on the floor for the Eagles with two fouls. Charles drives right baseline, tries the reverse layup. Harassed by Akins, couldn't get it to go. Blessing King, though, with the rebound, put back, and she's fouled. Blessing King, as she's done so often this year on the offensive glass, making something happen.
I made a mistake. I called her the EP Queen earlier. I really need to call her EP King, don't I?
Rainbow free throw off the mark, no. Caitlin Anderson the rebound. 7 seconds to play in the quarter. Anderson gives to the curling Shannon, passes to Ebony Williams, three-point try, way off the mark, and quarter number one comes to an end here at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. Played 10 minutes in the first game of the OVC Women's Basketball Tournament, and right now 8-seed Tennessee State is getting the better of 5-seed Morehead State, 17-12. Back with the quarter number two here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Second quarter about to begin here at the Ford Center in Evansville. Morehead State trailing Tennessee State 17-12. It will be Eagle basketball to start quarter number two. Tom and Wes with you. Wes, as you look at the stat sheet from quarter number one, what jumps out at you?
A complete role reversal than what we had hoped to see. But the TSU is plus three. Extra possessions right now, minus one in easy buckets. So we've seen a little bit of a pace pickup from the Eagles towards the end there, getting a couple of runouts, a couple of breaks, brought them back at least even in that category. Now they've really got to work on that EP category because that's where they're going to have to feed in this game.
Seven Morehead State turnovers in that first half. The Eagles forced only four. Both of these teams turnover prone, and Tennessee State leads the OVC in forced turnovers. The Eagles need to take better care of the basketball. They'll start with it here in quarter number two. Novick at the top of the arc, hesitates, drives, scoops with the left hand, and scores. Cuts it back to a three-point game, 17-14. TSU on the attack. Sanaa St. Andre out to Anderson, around to Saniah Parker on the left wing. Puts down the right-handed dribble, and then gives it up near side to Zion Shannon. Out top to St. Andre. Around to Anderson, into the corner to Parker. She'll skip it back across to St. Andre, to Shannon. Tries to drive left baseline, cut off, out to St. Andre. Entry pass to Diamond Cannon, into the near corner to Zion Shannon, off of her, out of bounds.
Hey, credit when it's due. They executed that 2-3 a lot better on that possession. They were able to keep them away from the rim, which is the goal.
Full court pressure, but Veronica Charles will work it up the far sideline and across midcourt. Now floats up to the right side, gives it off to Novick. She'll curl between the circles. Stops near the left hash. Now down low to Haley Rhodes. Lost the handle and then got it back. Found Blessing King. Her layup no good. And then she'll get it back and put it up and through. Haley Rhodes and Blessing King working together down low to make something happen. Morehead State, the first 4 points of the second quarter. They've cut it to one, 17-16.
EPs and second chance points on that one.
Sanaa St. Andre, floater, left wing, way too strong. Haley Rhodes, the rebound, gives it to Novick. She'll cross midcourt, stops at the right elbow, kicks it far side to Matilda Soderlund. Couple of dribbles, hands it off to Novick near the left hash. She'll try to drive and take the baseline, reverse layup. Nearly got the rainbow shot to go, but St. Andre the rebound quickly the other way for the Tigers. Pull-up jumper from 10. Dances off the rim, no. King the rebound for Morehead State. Immediately to Charles, up the far side into the front court. Crossover dribble. Penetrates. Scoops. Got it to go. Went to the floor. No foul. But the bucket puts Morehead State back up 18-17.
Quick out of the gate on this quarter.
6-0 run to start quarter number two. St. Andre holds the ball over her head between the circles. Comes around a screen. Finds the cutting Parker left baseline. Her floater on the money.
That's good execution by Tennessee State. They found the hole and cut right to it.
19-18 TSU. Novick passes into the front court to Soderlund. One bounce out to Haley Rhodes in the logo. Gives it up to Charles, high left. Puts down the right-handed dribble. Drives, scoops, got it to go, and this time she is fouled. Flexing from the floor, Veronica Charles, as she's helped up, will go to the free throw line to try an and one.
Ed won with the flex.
Yep.
V. Charles showing the guns.
In the game for Tennessee State, number three, Andy Williams.
Got your tickets.
And in the game for Morehead State, number 11.
To the gun
show. Tom, do you know where I can find a vet?
Where?
I need a vet. All right, just I killed the joke. I'll tell it later. I'll do it later. I killed this one.
Charles converts the and one. Puts Morehead State up by 2, 21-19. Much better start to quarter number two for Morehead State. Zion Shannon, one bounce out to Sanaa St. Andre. Swings it around right wing to Anderson. Look down low, instead out to Shannon and around to St. Andre near the left corner. Picked up by Charles. Got it to Shannon. Thought about the three. Instead gets it back to St. Andre. Her runner left corner, or left baseline rather, is an air ball. Sekiaroli with the rebound. She'll dribble ahead herself. Gives it up to Charles. High left outside the hash. 6:34 to play in the first half. Charles to Sekiaroli. Launches the three from the left wing. Left it off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound to Shannon. She'll come the other way for TSU. Gets it back out top to Caitlin Anderson. She'll direct traffic. Passes left wing to Shannon. Entry pass to Ebony Williams. She's double teamed. Finds a cutter from the other side. I believe that was Caitlin Anderson who puts it up and through.
Wait, living in the lane. Living in the lane.
Tie ball game at 21. Morehead State ball. Haley Rhodes. To Charles, high right, kicks it near corner to Soderlund. Back out to Charles. It's down the left-handed dribble, back to Soderlund. To Charles. 11 to shoot. Charles between the circles to Soderlund. Open for a right-wing three. Left it short, and Morehead State's Jaden Rhodes will rightfully be called for an over-the-back foul.
That was a little tough to get away with right there.
Over the back, on the back.
It's been interesting to watch the defense progress throughout this game, Tom, because they are starting to realize in this 2-3, the goal is just to create a difficult shot. You don't have to foul. You don't have to keep them from getting a shot. Just make them take lots of hard shots, and that's what we've seen for the most part.
And to that, we're at 5:33 to go in the quarter, Morehead State with only one team foul. Ebony Williams wrestled the ball away from a couple of defenders, but then lost her balance and took two steps backwards. Travel.
Replacing Matilda Soderlund.
Really good call, and once the Eagle defenders realized she was off balance, they just backed away, made sure they did not get that foul.
Again, some extended defensive pressure. Again, Morehead State handles it. Charles passes out of a double teams to Barnes. Back to Charles. Works it up of the arc and around near the left hash. Now reverses course, pull-up jumper, free throw line, got it. 23-21 MSU. TSU in a hurry coming the other way, but Anaya Webb lost the handle, dribbled it off her foot, and it'll go out of bounds near the Morehead State bench.
It still amazes me how much pressure they can put on a defense off of a made field goal when you have to take it out of the net and inbound it.
Third turnover of the second quarter on Tennessee State. Morehead State yet to give the ball away here in the quarter. Nice play.
Hey, look at that. Quick hands on the day.
Earlier this week,
I guess people didn't see that, did they?
No. beautiful display of body control by my partner, Wes Holland, as the basketball came right at him. He continued to do his job admirably, and we will celebrate him during this media timeout. 4:59 to go in the second quarter. Morehead State up 23-21 on Tennessee State here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scrupulous salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Moorhead State was down by 5 points after one quarter of play, but so far in quarter number two, it's MSU 11, TSU 4, and if you do the math, that gives Moorhead State the two-point advantage with 4:59 to play in our first half here at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. I'm Tom, he's Wes. Wes having regathered his composure after that life-saving grab of the errant sideline pass.
Myself and my coffee were viciously attacked by a basketball as it flew off of the court. But I stepped up to the plate, Tom. I took care of business. And delivered analyst info at the same time.
You may have saved my life. I am forever in your debt. More at stake ball, but that changes as Sanaa St. Andre comes away with the steal and zip the other way and lay it in. Back to all square at 23. Charles to Novick, high left, cross court to Charles. Kicks it near the near corner to Barnes, who passes back out top to Secchiaroli. She'll give it up to Novick, who floats to the left hash. 13 to shoot. Novick across to Barnes. Thought about the inside pass. Instead takes the three. Rims off. No good. Sanaya Parker with the rebound. And again, Katie Novick called for a blocking foul when she probably should have just backed off.
That is twice in the exact same spot on the floor, basically, Tom, right over there in front of the scorer's table. It doesn't do a lot of good. She just needs to get in the way and move.
So that will give TSU the basketball. Anderson will walk it through the center circle. She's picked up out top by Charles. Gets it to St. Andre outside the right hash. Out to Parker and around the horn to Anderson. She finds Webb near the left corner. Back out to Anderson to St. Andre straight away. Crossover dribble, and her floater in the lane is too strong, and Haley Rhodes will come away with the rebound.
Well, the Rhodes sisters have been really important in the post in this game and doing a great job.
Veronica Charles hesitates, drives, and an offensive foul called on V as she and her defender go to the turf at the hardwood. That was Ebony Williams drawing the foul, and I think Williams suffered the worst brunt from that one. She's holding her left hip.
And so V definitely initiated that contact, but Williams was absolutely moving side to side on that. There's no way that she was stationary for that foul.
Like the two of them were having a chuckle together as they headed back the other way. Sanaya Parker with the basketball. Gives it up to Anderson, tries to drive around Barnes. Can't get anywhere. So she'll float it back out high right to St. Andre. Seven to shoot. Parker now left wing, runner from about 13, no good. Rebound tapped around. It'll go out of bounds at the Moorhead State bench, last touched by a Tiger.
I am really surprised with some of the shots they are taking.
Yeah.
I mean, they are the degree of difficulty is 9.87.
Yeah. 3:10 to play. Secchiaroli dribbles out of a double team out top, gets it to Charles. She'll float back up the arc from the left side, back out to Secchiaroli. Chest pass to Barnes, drives right baseline, tries an up and under, can't get it to go. Parker the rebound. She'll come up the near sideline, across the division line. Kicks it far side to St. Andre. Standing outside the arc, comes out top to Anderson between the rings. Around to Parker, guarded by Barnes. Floats it down low to Williams. Tried to get around Jaden Rhodes, but lost the handle out of bounds. Ninth, make it the eighth turnover on TSU.
Again, great defense by Jaden Rhodes on that possession. Yep. And we saw this the other night against Lindenwood as well, which is these minutes without King, with Jaden, they've not lost as much as they have in the past.
True.
She's really, really stepped up.
Again, full court pressure. Again, it's Seki Aroli getting it across midcourt for Morehead State. Kicks it far corner to Novick. Passes back out to Charles, high left. Drives around Parker, stops at the low block. Back out to Haley Rhodes, around to Seki Aroli. To Haley Rhodes, crossover dribble into the lane against Anderson. Scoops with the left hand, rolls but won't fall. But her twin puts the put back up, no good. Again, it's Haley Rhodes with the rebound. The twins really hitting the offensive glass. Novick finds Charles, three-pointer. Rims off, no good. Anderson the rebound. She'll come the other way through the center circle for TSU. Now she'll back it out. 1:53 to play in the first half. Zion Shannon with the basketball. Cross court pass to Anderson. Out to St. Andre. Lost the handle trying to drive around Novick, but it caroms to Shannon. To Parker, back to Shannon. Right on the money with a left wing three. And that will make it 26-23 TSU, and the Tigers want a timeout of the 32nd variety. 26-23, Tennessee State leading Morehead State. 1:36 to play in the first half. Again, a reminder, the Morehead State men will begin their OBC tournament run tomorrow night. They're the 3 seed. They will not know their opponent until the results of tonight's opening round action. But the Eagle men will play the late game tomorrow night. Checking the brackets, that game will tip off tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern. Chuck Moraz will have the play-by-play for that one, and I will be in the co-pilot seat if I'm still awake.
That shot by Shannon right there was huge. Both of these teams have needed somebody to create a little bit of space with some range.
Yep. Eagle basketball. Charles across midcourt. Gets around Shannon. Pull-up jumper, free throw line. Off to the right. No good. Rebound caroms to Williams. She'll pass it ahead to Shannon, who slowly walks it across midcourt. She'll leave it there for Anderson. Chest pass to Shannon near the right hash. One bounce out to St. Andre. Around to Anderson on the left wing. Into the corner to Parker. Back out to Anderson. Out top to Shannon, working against Soderlund. Takes it to the low block, scoops it up, no good. Maybe an over-the-back by Williams, but she's credited with the offensive rebound. Misses the putback. Haley Rhodes the rebound, and Sanaya Parker the reach-in foul.
Another Rhodes rebound.
Yep. Haley now with seven of them. And Jaden listed with only one. That doesn't seem right.
I think they've gotten the wrong roads a couple of times. We'll just start saying they got eight between them. How about that?
Yep. The dynamic twins. Morehead State basketball. That was just the second foul of the quarter on TSU. Novick with the basketball. Working on the right side. Now rotates between the rings. Stops at the left hash and comes back the other way. At the free throw line. Intercepted pass taken away by St. Andre. Quickly the other way. Lays it up. Misses it. But the putback is good by Caitlin Anderson. And it's now 28-23, Tennessee State, 22 seconds to play in the half. Charles drives the lane, kicks to Novick on the right wing, three-pointer on the way, finds the bottom of the net. Back to a two-point game. 8 seconds to go in the half. St. Andre in the center circle, works it to the left side, down the arc, step back three, too short. Tipped back up, no good, and the first half will come to an end. 20 minutes are done here at the Ford Center at Evansville, Indiana. Going to the halftime locker room, it's Tennessee State 28, Morehead State 26
Back with our halftime festivities here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Halftime at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. OVC Women's Basketball Tournament opening round, and it's Morehead State trailing the 8th-seeded TSU Tigers 28-26. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, kind of a sloppy first half, but pretty indicative of what we expected because of Tennessee State's frenetic style, wanting to play up-tempo, force the action, and Morehead State got off to a bit of a shaky start and basically righted the ship early in the second quarter. Tennessee State able to make a little bit of a run there at the end of quarter number two to regain the lead, but Morehead State still very much in this game.
And Tennessee State really impressive with their anticipation shooting the lanes on the passes. I think you're probably going to hear Coach Petrie, well, you won't hear her, but she's probably telling them, fake that pass. Let them cut those lanes and then go behind them, back door. But the, you know, from our story to start the game, you know, Tennessee State plus three only in easy basket, so that's not too bad. That's being managed pretty well by Morehead State. Unfortunately, minus one extra possessions from Morehead State. They had closed that gap to where they were actually plus three at one point when they had the lead by two or three, and now you'll see we're down by two or three, and they've gone back to a negative one on that one.
I think one area where the Eagles did clean it up, although there were a couple of steals by Tennessee State on some questionable passes, but Morehead State had seven turnovers through one quarter, only 10 at halftime, so you know, they more than cut that number in half from quarter to quarter. That's a positive sign if you're an Eagle fan. Again, your halftime score, 28-26, Tennessee State leading Morehead State. We'll take a break, come back with our MSU halftime segment, and then a closer look at some of our halftime numbers as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
K-9-5
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey-gooey, cheesy, crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh, yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Dr. Bernadette Barton, professor of sociology and coordinator of MSU's Cultural Competency Certificate. Dr. Barton, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this Cultural Competency Certificate is a couple years old-ish right now, and what was the need, whether across campus or within our society, that made you and your colleagues decide that this was something that should be offered to students?
Well, this was actually proposed by the Council on Post-Secondary Education, and our previous associate provost, Dr. Lori Couch, came to myself and Dr. Connie Hardesty and asked us to spearhead this cultural competency certificate. And she said, if you get on it, you know, MSU may be one of the first public universities in the state to create it. And indeed, we are. We're the first to have a certificate program for undergraduate students, an 18-hour program. And what the cultural competency certificate does is introduce, reinforce, and foster mastery of the basic elements of cultural competence, including knowledge, self-awareness, and application of diversity, inclusion, and equity concepts. So basically, we live, as you know, and many of our listeners know, in a fairly homogeneous area. Mm-hmm. So what the cultural competency certificate does is allow students the opportunity to take a wide variety of classes that expose them to the ideas, beliefs, backgrounds of people of diverse backgrounds, and give them the tools and expertise to meet folks where they are and help them and support them and connect with them in ways that are valuable both in their personal lives and for employers.
Specifically, it's an 18-hour program, mm-hmm. Program of study. What kind of classes are they going to be taking? I don't know if you want to just tell us the titles of some classes.
The classes are Introduction to Sociology, International Culture and Diversity, Race and Ethnicity, and Introduction to Gender Studies. So those four classes are the core. And then students can take two other electives from a wide variety of classes across the university. That includes classes in history, criminology, political science, education, library science, and nursing. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to have a class, you know, in the certificate program from every discipline in the university. So every single major at MSU can, you know, take, you know, get the certificate with a class in their topical major.
And as students are graduating, are they finding this a marketable kind of piece of information to put on a resume as employers are looking at those?
Yes, I've taught the sociology capstone course for years and years and years, so I've spent a lot of time with students helping them develop their resumes and cover letters and thinking about grad school. And it's hard for students when they don't necessarily have a lot of work experience. There isn't a lot for them to put on their resumes. Mm-hmm. So the cultural competency certificate is just a wonderful thing for them to be able to put on there that shows they have a useful skill that's valuable to employers, because we are indeed a more and more diverse world as we get into the second decade of the 21st century.
Dr. Barton, thank you so much for telling us about this program of study. We appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Dr. Bernadette Barton, Professor of Sociology and Coordinator of MSU's Cultural Competency Certificate. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Half time in the opening round of the Ohio Valley Conference Women's Basketball Tournament. A 2-point game up to this point. Tennessee State leading Moorhead State 28-26. Take a quick look at some of your halftime numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Moorhead State in the first half, 11 of 33, 33.3%, 1 of 6 from 3-point range, just 16.7%, and 3 of 6 from the free throw line. TSU 12 of 33, 36.4% from the field, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 14%, and 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Rebounding battle, dead even at 23-23. Moorhead State, the slight edge of only 1 on the offensive glass. Turnovers, 10 by Moorhead State, 8 by Tennessee State. Individually, TSU being led by the 7 points of Zion Shannon off the bench, 6 points for Lyric Cole, 5 for Ebony Williams, 4 apiece for Caitlin Anderson and Sanaa St. Andre, and 2 for Saniah Parker. For Moorhead State, Veronica Charles leads the way with 8 points, 7 for Katie Novick, 6 for Haley Rhodes, 4 for Blessing King, along with 7 rebounds, and 1 point for Skylar Barnes. Again, your halftime score, 28-26. Tennessee State leading Moorhead State. We'll take one more break and come back and get set for our second half here on the Eagle Sports Network.
GoTo Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. Also, services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. GoTo Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Back at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana, Chuck Mraz tearing up press row, tearing padding off of the side of press row table. Can't take him anywhere.
He looked like the Hulk. You know, he ripped his shirt off and just started tearing things off of press row.
Went nuts. Let him into the hospitality room, and mistakes were made. A few mistakes by Moorhead State in the first half, but they righted the ship a little bit, and we're back to just a two-point ball game, partner.
That was professional radio man transition right there, Tom Lewis. Excellent job.
Yeah, I'm here all week.
You know, at one point, they were negative seven on extra possessions. They ended up negative one, but they got as far as plus three.
Yeah.
So, I mean, after those first 5 minutes of getting their bearings, adjusting to the speed that they were seeing, the last couple of games they played have not been at that pace. You really did feel like they were going the right direction and had made that shift to being in this game.
Tennessee State basketball to start the second half. The Tigers will be moving from left to right in the second half, and Caitlin Anderson takes the inbounds pass, comes through the center court circle, gets it to Parker down low, and she tries to float one even further down the lane to Lyric Cole, but over her hands out of bounds. Quick turnover, Moorhead State ball.
Good job by Haley just to let that one soar out. Pull her hands back.
Novick throws over the zone to Veronica Charles, who finds Blessing King for the easy lay-in. Great diagonal pass to bust that zone to set that up.
Boy, against Tennessee State, that's a dangerous pass to go that far across the court. They are fast.
Moorhead State evens it up at 28-28. 30 seconds into the second half. And another turnover as a Sanaa St. Andre cross-court pass is airmailed over Caitlin Anderson out of bounds at the TSU bench.
That is plus one extra possessions now for Moorhead State.
Veronica Charles dribbles into the front court. Goes to Secchi Aroli down the far sideline. Back out to Charles. Puts down the left-handed dribble. Back to Secchi Aroli now on the right wing. Out straight away to Novick. Back to Secchi Aroli, fakes the three, tries to drive, lost the handle, but got it back. Gives it up to Novick at the right hash. Seven to shoot as Novick comes around the top of the arc, drives, gets bumped, but's called for a travel.
That's a good call there. She got a little bit of a bump, but she was certainly too many steps on that drive.
The TSU will come the other way, trying to break a tie score here. Anderson with the basketball. Floats it into the lane to Ebony Williams, and Blessing King called for the foul, trying to crash in there to come up with the turnover. That's her third. And if you're the Eagles, that's not good.
Now, and she was coming over to help. The rotation did fail on that 2-3.
Bounce pass inbound to Cole. She'll hand it right back to Anderson, who rotates around the top of the key. Gets cut off by Haley Rhodes. Bounce pass down to Cole. Low block extended. Back out to Anderson. Couple of bounces. Now to Ebony Williams. High left. Gives it to Sanaa St. Andre coming up the arc. Far corner to Williams. Three-point try. No good. Cole gets around Secchi Aroli. Misses the put-back try. And then out of bounds off of Melissa's fingertips. TSU basketball.
Yeah, and we've seen some interactions between V. Mel Blessing here at little short with each other. I think they're a little miscommunicating at the moment.
And I think Lyric Cole thought that was out of bounds off of her. She had started back down the court. Inbounds comes to St. Andre here on the right wing. She'll dribble it back out between the rings and go far wing to Sanaya Parker. Out to Caitlin Anderson. Floats it to Cole at the right elbow. Finds the cutting St. Andre off the angle, and she'll lay it up and in.
And now we're seeing
a steal as Ebony Williams comes up with a deflected pass, and she'll take it in uncontested for the layup. Just like that, TSU back up by four.
Cannot be sloppy against TSU. No. They will make you pay.
Novick to Haley Rhodes, finds Blessing King on the low block, tried to take it up, but got blocked by Sanaya Parker from behind. Haley Rhodes got the loose ball and laid it up and in. Let's go! back to a two-point TSU lead. Anderson stops on the right point. Bounce pass into the lane to Cole. Her turnaround over King is good. Blessing wasn't able to be too aggressive there, playing with those three fouls.
The Eagles are going to have to be careful with Cole now. And you see Jaden Rhodes coming up to sub in.
Cross-court pass to Charles. Out to Haley Rhodes. Straight away now to Novick. She'll swing it right wing to Seki Aroli outside the arc. Back out top to Novick. Into the lane to Haley Rhodes. Drives, puts it up. Got it to roll. Haley Rhodes now with 10 points.
I'm going to start. Haley Rhodes is left side all day, man. Jeez.
He's looking down for a point total. I believe just like that, Tennessee State forced it back out of bounds. Morehead State will keep the basketball. Full court pressure. Novick floats it out top to Novick. To Soderlund. Soderlund one bounce. Comes out to Charles between the circles. To Soderlund on the right wing. One left-handed dribble. Being guarded closely by Anderson. Got it to Haley Rhodes at the head of the key. Gives it up to Charles on the left wing. She'll come around to Haley Rhodes' screen. Tries to drive the right side of the lane, but she's tied up. And on the possession arrow, Morehead State will keep it. 8 seconds to shoot.
Good defense. They close that lane quick on the
inbounds will come from the baseline far side. Comes into Jaden Rhodes, out to Charles, six to shoot. Now Novick, four to shoot. Novick to Soderlund. Tried a three-pointer, had it blocked, and then Anderson comes up with the basketball after blocking the shot. Great defense by Caitlin Anderson for TSU.
Until he had no choice. He had to get that shot off.
Anderson to Ebony Williams on the left point. Gives it up to St. Andre straight away. Comes around a Cole screen to Ebony Williams. Tries a left wing three. Too short. Crawls across the rim, taken in by Morehead State. Novick tries to pass ahead over the defense. It's off of Matilda Soderlund out of bounds, and TSU will get it right back.
Yeah, and according to the stat book, that is 8 rebounds for Haley Rhodes.
Wow.
What a fantastic day. 10 points, 8 rebounds so far.
7 for Blessing King, so the two of them have done a great job on the boards. Sanaa St. Andre, the basketball, left wing. As her pass deflected away, and she and Veronica Charles will go to the floor for the basketball, and I believe V's going to be whistled for a personal foul.
Oh, I believe she is.
That was a 50-50 ball, and if anything, I thought the TSU player came over her back. I thought she had the inside angle on that basketball.
I would agree with that, too. That's a surprising call. I expected that to be a, held ball, jump ball.
Second personal on V. Ebony Williams has it at the right elbow. Gets it out to Parker, who gives it up to St. Andre. She'll put down the left-handed dribble. Passes near left hash to Anderson. Finds flashing Williams. Kicks it cross-court to Parker. Jumper from about 14 is good. 36-32 TSU. 5:45 to play in quarter three. Seki Aroli picks up her dribble in the backcourt. Bounce pass ahead to Haley Rhodes. Rhodes with the dribble, out to Seki Aroli. Bounce pass to Jaden Rhodes at the free throw line. Kicks it to Soderlund, wide open corner three. Got it.
3-point basket by Matilda.
Boy, you cannot leave Tilly that wide open.
Nope. Back to a 1-point Tiger advantage. Ebony Williams near the head of the key. Gives it up to Anderson between the rings. Left side to Parker, guarded by Soderlund on the arc. Out to St. Andre, floats it to Cole at the right elbow, to Anderson on the right wing. Back out to St. Andre. She'll drive left side of the lane. Floater from 10 is good.
But if you're the Eagles, you'll take that shot any day of the week. Yep. That's another one of those high, high degree of difficulty shots. If they go in, they go in.
38-35 TSU. Seki Aroli dribbles between defenders, finds Soderlund, another right wing three. That one's left short. And Anderson will go up for the rebound. She'll come the other way herself for TSU. Bounce pass to St. Andre. Misses the reverse layup badly. Seki Aroli clears the boards and gives it to Charles. Media timeout at the next dead ball as Charles comes up the left side of the floor. Try to crossover dribble. Lost the handle. It's out of bounds off of St. Andre. And we do have that media timeout. 4:20 to play in quarter number three here in Evansville. And it's Tennessee State leading Morehead State 38-35 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Prefert Equipment has been America's number one name in farm, ranch, and rodeo equipment for over 50 years. Equipment bearing the Prefert name is crafted to make chores faster, safer, and easier for both the cow and the cowboy. Hinton Mills continues to be Kentucky's most trusted Prefert dealer. Stop in at any of Hinton Mills' six locations to see Prefert squeeze chutes, palp cages, sweep systems, working alleys, and panels. No one knows Prefert livestock equipment better than the Hinton Mills team and our Prefert certified employees. Hinton Mills, your authorized Prefert dealer.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. Tyson chicken tenders from Allen's award-winning deli are specially priced for only $6.99 a pound. Chobani classic yogurt cups are just a dollar. Yellow and zucchini squash is only $1.49 a pound. And the 12-ounce pack of No Yolks noodles is just $2. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Back on the banks of the Ohio River in Evansville, Indiana. Ohio Valley Conference Women's Basketball Tournament time. Number 5 seed Morehead State leading, or rather trailing, 8 seed Tennessee State 38-35. We've got 4:20 to play in the third quarter. I'm Tom. He's Wes. We're entertained. I hope you are too.
Are you not entertained? It's feeling a little gladiatorish out here for the last few possessions. This really has the looks, if it keeps going the way it's going, this has the looks of a game that could be right down to the wire, Tom.
Dare we say overtime again?
I was trying not to say it. Because you know we don't do normal overtimes, Tom. We do not do those.
Overtime, we do overtime right.
That's right. We're going for the record today if
that's
we do
right.
It. We're going for five.
As if the Eagles don't have to win enough basketball to win this tournament as it is. Charles to Sekiaroli, gets it right elbow to Novick. She'll kick it to Soderlund. Three-pointer crawls over the rim, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Blessing King. TSU ball.
I couldn't see that, but the way that they were positioned, there was a chance it was off of Tennessee State.
I agree with you, partner. St. Andre walks it through the center circle for the Tigers. Floats it to Parker at the right elbow. Underneath to Cannon. Spin move against Sekiaroli. Missed the shot badly. And Novick the rebound. Ahead to Sekiaroli. Kicks it into the corner to Soderlund. Out to Novick. Wide open. Straightaway three. Missed it badly to the right, though. St. Andre the rebound. Quickly ahead to Parker. One-on-one against Soderlund. Some contact. No call as Parker misses the layup. Now Morehead State in transition. Novick fakes the three. Drives right baseline. Tried to kick it out to Charles, but St. Andre picks it off and we'll slow it up now as she gets to the other end. Finds Parker all alone underneath. Layup is good.
And we're seeing again, you cannot put that much air under a pass against this Tennessee State team. Not very often. You'll get away with one occasionally, but not often.
40-35 and another steal by TSU. Deflected to St. Andre. And Charles tried to get back, but just let St. Andre have the uncontested layup wisely. And it's back to a 7-point Tennessee State lead, 42-35. Charles in a trap, cross-court pass, deflected out of bounds by Lyric Cole.
Three straight possessions, three passes, trying to go all the way across the court against a team with the speed of Tennessee State is madness. Yeah. You cannot do that. and we've seen it back to back to back. That's what they want you to do. They're trying to force you into those lollipops across the court.
And we've got a Morehead State timeout. It's a 30-second timeout.
Coach Petrie is thinking the exact same thing right now. What are you doing?
This is maddening.
Yeah.
You know, while we've got a moment, we don't know that we'll have many of these left down the stretch. Katie Novick, we've talked the accolades of Veronica Charles so often, but Katie Novick, named second team All-OVC. We were talking to Jose Garcia, the deputy communications director for the Ohio Valley Conference before today's game. And he's responsible for the conference's media coverage of women's basketball. And he said, you know, when we were putting the ballots together for OVC, All-OVC players and teams, Katie Novick was kind of on the outside looking into me. But he said, the more I looked at the stats, I noticed this, and that jumped out, and I noticed that, and that jumped out. She's been in the top five or six in assists, steals, and blocked shots all year, and scores in double figures as a freshman. And he said, I'll tell you this, I actually, on my bios about the candidates where I gave information for people to consider, had to decrease the font size for Katie's information because there was just too much good stuff there not to include. And he said the only other player I had to do that with was Macy McGlone, who ended up the OVC Player of the Year.
Which, that's saying something, yeah. Right there. McGlone, just an amazing, you know, all-world kind of player at this, yeah, moment. And he's right, though. And outside of Moorhead, she does it quietly for the most part.
Exactly.
She's not putting up 30 a game.
No.
She's not putting up 10 rebounds. She doesn't steal five or six. You know, every game is three steals, two blocks, four assists, 10 points. You know, it's all across the stat sheet from left to right.
I think sneaky.
Unfortunately, also, the personal foul category,
yeah,
is also, she may be leading the league,
yeah,
in that one occasionally.
Yeah, maybe. Sneaky good, I think, is a good way to put it. It sneaks up on you just how much she contributes to this team.
It really does. It hit home for me whenever I heard you say just a few minutes ago, Morehead State's all OVC backcourt,
yeah,
when Tennessee State was bringing the ball up the court. I said, that's pretty cool to hear.
And, of course, we all know about Veronica Charles and what she's done.
She's a special player.
Yeah.
I mean, she's... And you're going to look at the stats this year. Field goal percentage is down. She does still get monster amounts of steals. So many things. The heart that she plays this game with and what she does for her teammates.
And you've noted it, too. Even though that field goal percentage is down, we agree. 2 seconds to go in a game. You need a basket. There's absolutely no one else on that floor. I want to see the ball in the hands of.
No chance at all. And the greatest part about V is that she wants that ball,
yes,
at that point, too.
She will inbound it to her all-OVC backcourt mate, Katie Novick. Novick dribbles back between the rings, gives it up to Soderlund, bounce pass back to Novick. 10 to shoot. Chest pass to Charles. Drives to the left elbow, kicks it out to Novick, right back to Charles. 3 to shoot. Charles lost track of the shot clock and shot clock violation on Morehead State. So just as we're,
and when Tennessee shoots, when Tennessee shoots that double, you have got to get that pass out quicker. The ball is sticking in people's hands right now.
TSU with the basketball. They are on a 6-0 run over the last 2.5 minutes. Anderson, overhead pass to Shannon on the right wing. One dribble back out to Anderson, around to Diamond Cannon, back out to Shannon. Finds Cole at the free throw line. She'll kick it back out to Anderson, to Shannon at the head of the key. To Anderson. Entry pass attempt is kicked out of bounds by MSU's Haley Rhodes. They may not call this a kick ball. They may say it was off of her upper leg or hip.
Nope,
they're going to say reset the shot clock. It wasn't 5. That's why I was pointing that out, but it's reset back to 20 now.
Yeah, they were late changing the shot clock on that one, but now they do. They got 20 seconds. I was really hoping they were going to call,
yeah,
that one a different part of the body.
Shannon takes the inbounds, up and under move against Novick. It's no good. Rims off, and Haley Rhodes another rebound to Charles. Quickly the other way for Morehead State, and then she'll retreat back outside between the rings. Floats it to Haley Rhodes at the free throw line. Drives against St. Andre. Puts it up strong. No good. Blessing Ring King, the strong rebound to Secchiaroli. Three-pointer might have been partially deflected. It's an air ball. And Caitlin Anderson, the rebound. She'll dribble into the front court, but she's the only blue jersey in a tree of four white ones and will smartly back it out into the center circle.
And Tennessee State almost looks like they're conserving a little bit of energy now.
Shannon on the right wing. One bounce back out to Anderson. Gets it to the free throw line to Parker. Tried to find the cutting Ebony Williams right side. Off the mark, out of bounds. Morehead State ball.
Excuse me.
I was just going to say that's the 13th turnover of the day on TSU.
One thing that'll be really interesting to watch going forward is if they do keep trying to slow that down a little bit and rest, conserve, does that take away some of your aggression? You worry about that as a coach.
Charles, Euro step, kicks to Novick, thought about the three. Instead, she'll penetrate, tries her own Euro step, misses the layup, but draws contact. That's on Caitlin Anderson, number two on Caitlin. Morehead State will go to the bench. Skylar Barnes checks in for Veronica Charles. That same group of five have been out there for quite some time together. Extended minutes, more so than we usually see with Coach Kayla Petrie's rotation. Novick off the mark, short with the first free throw.
Every single point right now is critical. You got 1 minute left in the third. You got very short amount of time to cover these 7 points.
Novick, one of two at the line on that trip and for the day. And it's 42-36 TSU at the 1 minute mark of quarter number three. Anderson to Sanaya Parker on the left point. Tries to float it down low to Williams. She'll gather it in, misses the reverse layup. Fight for the rebound is won by Morehead State. Here comes Novick the other way. To Secchiaroli, high right. Looks underneath, instead cross court pass to Haley Rhodes. Crossover dribble, works it in against St. Andre. Can't get the shot to go, but St. Andre the body foul. And that will put Haley at the line.
And St. Andre got herself in a tough matchup right there. I mean, Haley Rhodes, not only is she quick, but she is powerful.
Yes.
And St. Andre's a great player. She is not powerful or big. Neither one of those two apply to her.
Jaden Rhodes checks in for Morehead State, joining her twin on the floor. Haley's first free throw rolls, goes into the spin cycle, and finally falls. One more to come. It's up, and it's good. 42-38, Morehead State.
Replacing Zion Shannon.
Three straight points at the line. You'd need a couple of stops. We're seeing a full court press being set up now.
37 seconds to play in the quarter. Anderson takes the inbounds pass. Morehead State will drop back into the half court defensively. Anderson just standing in the center circle in the OVC logo here at the Ford Center. 15 to shoot.
2-3 matchup zone, waiting on the ball.
Williams takes the pass left point, back out to Anderson. Gets around Barnes, kicks to Williams, tries the three off the back of the iron, no good. Long rebound caroms out to Secchiaroli. She'll force the pressure or the pace. Tried to get it to Barnes on the left side, and it's deflected out of bounds off of Barnes.
Got out of control. Should have just taken one hesitation step there to give herself a little bit of space.
4.7 seconds to go. Sanaa St. Andre takes the inbounds. A lot of contact. And Secchiaroli called for the blocking foul. That's only the third foul of the quarter on Morehead State, so it will be an inbound with 1.9 seconds to go.
And that's a good example of that was basically the exact same thing that happened with V. Charles and Anderson earlier and was called the exact opposite way.
Yeah. Inbounds to St. Andre, goes up, tries to catch and put it in one motion. It's too strong, and ball falls harmlessly to the floor to end the third quarter. 30 minutes in the books, and going to our final quarter. It's Tennessee State leading Morehead State 42-38. Back with the final stanza after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead.
They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
One more quarter to play at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. First round action in the Women's Ohio Valley Conference Basketball Tournament. And Moorhead State, little bit of a hill to climb, down 42-38 against the 8th seed TSU Tigers. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, I mentioned it in the pregame, and I tried not to dwell on it too much, but there is a bit of a bad mojo with the 5 seed in this women's tournament. Since the OVC tournament was moved to the Ford Center back in 2017-18, 5 seeds in this event are 1-6.
That is just shocking to me from that standpoint. You would think that it's, I mean, I wouldn't say a favorable draw because you'd love to be a 1-4, but, I mean, you wouldn't think there'd be a lot of struggling teams that would be a 5 seed.
Right.
So that is interesting.
And no 5 seed has ever won an OVC women's basketball tournament.
Let's make it one.
Let's make history. Tennessee State basketball starting the fourth quarter. Anderson floats down the arc, now drives the baseline, misses the shot, but she's fouled and will go to the line for foul shots. That foul on
Barnes.
Skylar Barnes, number 2 on Skylar. First of the quarter on Moorhead State. And Anderson will toe the nail for 2. First one up, just clangs off the iron, no good.
You know, this is a 4-point game now, and you know, we had talked about MSU needing these extra possessions. Guess what? You know, they were up by 1, they had a negative 1, now they're down by 4, and it's not down by 5, and it's a negative 4 extra possessions.
Anderson did make the second, full court pressure, and Blessing King caught in a trap, gets out of it, passes ahead to Sekiaroli, to Novick. Eagles now have numbers, but TSU finally gets back. Novick crashes to the floor trying to split defenders, and out of control layup attempt actually may have gone behind the backboard and out of bounds.
Again, these officials are not going to bail you out going to the hole. That is not the way they have called this all day.
Veronica Charles had just a quick breather to start the fourth quarter. She'll come back in now as Sekiaroli heads to the bench. Full court pressure by Moorhead State. St. Andre working it up the floor against Charles. Gets across the midcourt stripe. Pauses in the OVC logo. Now angles to the right. Finds Lyric Cole cutting on the right side. And she is hammered to the floor. Missed the shot. Skylar Barnes sent Lyric Cole flying.
Skylar Barnes got her full money's worth on that win.
And Lyric Cole would like her money back.
Yeah, she left no doubt on whether that was going to be called a foul or not.
Tyler Cole.
So Cole at the line on the year, a 66% free throw shooter, rims off with the first one here.
Boy, the Eagles are going to have to take advantage of this struggle from the free throw line we've seen here in the last minute or two.
That was Cole's first free throw attempt of the day. Second one also no good, so the Tigers now 4 of 9 from the stripe as a team. Charles with the rebound for Morehead State. A bad cross-court pass intended for Haley Rhodes, but it's out of her reach and out of bounds, very close to the mid-court stripe on the far side.
Again, same problem. Oh, trying to throw the ball across the court, up in the air.
Anderson will take the inbound, walk it back across midcourt, bounce pass to Ebony Williams. Hesitates, step back jumper, free throw line over Jaden Rhodes, rattles through. 45-38 TSU. Novick throws into the middle of the zone to Haley Rhodes, back to Novick high right. She'll rotate between the circles, finds Charles on the left side. She'll drive baseline, up and under, scoop shot no good, but a whistle and a foul on Lyric Cole. Cole, again, can't believe it, but that will put Veronica Charles at the line for a couple.
This is that seven-point lead number we've seen come and go a couple of times in this second half. The Eagles have been able to pull it back every time they've gotten to this point. They have got to be really careful that that does not stretch. One bad turnover, and this thing could blow up.
First free throw by Charles, does a dance and falls. That's her first point of the second half. It gives her 9 for the game. And it cuts the lead for TSU back to 6. Make it 5 as Charles barely ripples the net with that one. 45-40 Tigers. Anderson in a hurry the other way to Parker to St. Andre. She'll walk it back out into the logo. Eagles defensively staying inside the arc. St. Andre drives, floater in the lane, rolls and falls.
Boy, that was just attack mode by St. Andre.
She is an offensive force. Novick passes into the front court to King, back to Novick on the left wing. Guarded out there by Williams. Comes around to King's screen, chest pass to Charles. Tried to penetrate on the right angle, had to reverse course, jump stop in the lane, kicks to Haley Rhodes. Step back three, got it!
3-point basket by Haley
Rhodes. Defense had to respect Charles on the penetration, and that left Haley Rhodes wide open for that three-pointer.
What an enormous shot for Rhodes right there. Oh, brings that back to a 4-point game.
47-43, 7:53 to play. St. Andre hesitates, jump shot from the left elbow, too short. Rebound winds up in the hands of Blessing King. For Blessing, that's rebound number 10 on the day. Charles with the basketball, gets into the lane, throws one up, nearly had her prayer answered, but it will not go, and Ebony Williams the floor rebound for the Tigers.
I honestly can't believe she almost hit that.
I know. St. Andre across midcourt. TSU really slowing the pace right now. Anderson to Williams, around the horn to Sanaya Parker near the left corner. She'll put down the right-handed dribble. Gets it in the middle of Morehead State's defense to Anderson. Back out to Parker. Drives the left angle. Runner. Perfect.
Floaters all around. Those last two buckets have both been of the floater variety, and they've been nice.
49-43. Tiger lead. Morehead State basketball. Novick to King. Flashes it down low to Jaden Rhodes. Good help defense from Sanaya Parker ties her up. Morehead State will keep possession on the alternating arrow. But that was good low post defense by TSU.
That was good defense. It was a quick tie up.
Yeah.
But it was very good D.
Charles to Novick. Now to Haley Rhodes on the left point. Back to Novick on the right side. She tries to get around a defender. Can't. Kicks it out to Charles. Jump stop. Can't get it to go, and I'm tongue-tied, and here comes Parker for TSU. Finds Zion Shannon on the baseline, back out to Parker, to Williams. She'll leave a bounce pass there for St. Andre.
Let's see if they run this high screen and just try to free up St. Andre.
6:15 to play in the fourth quarter. Williams drives in against Haley Rhodes, got around her and put it up and in. And a timeout called by Tennessee State.
A good changeup. Good changeup thrown there by Ty Evans, because apparently everybody was thinking the same thing I was, and Williams just turned around with the ball and took it right to the hole.
51-43, Tennessee State leads Morehead State, 6:11 to go. We'll step out for 1 minute, a 1 minute break here on the Eagle Sports Network.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
6 minutes, 11 seconds remaining in this opening round game in the Ohio Valley Conference Women's Basketball Tournament. 6 minutes, 11 seconds for Morehead State to try to overcome an eight-point disadvantage, down 51-43 to the Tigers of Tennessee State. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. The winner of this game will play tomorrow afternoon, same time, same place. The opponent will be four seed Eastern Illinois in the quarterfinals of this OVC tournament. The Morehead State men will start their tournament journey tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern time. They're the three seed, and they'll take on the victor of tonight's SIU-Edwardsville Eastern Illinois matchup. So still plenty of basketball to play here in this 2023-24 season, but for the Morehead State women, time is starting to run out, Wes.
It really is, and, you know. But what you can hope for is a bit of reversion to the mean. Tennessee State allows 42%, just north of 42% on field goals. Morehead shooting 34 at this point. Morehead wins the extra possession battle on a regular basis. They're losing it by six at the moment. You start looking at all these things that ordinarily each team is doing differently, and it's just not played out that way in this game. So they could easily. Morehead's a fourth quarter team. Tennessee State typically has not been this season. You know what I mean? I could go through all these lists. We got 6 minutes. It's 8 points. That's not insurmountable. Obviously, we've seen them come back from bigger deficits before.
Tennessee State in this quarter has taken five shots and made four of them. That's definitely way above their mean for the year. Whitaker Bank by the numbers as we return to action. Morehead State ball. Veronica Charles gets it to Seki Aroli. She'll cross the timeline, bounce pass to Katie Novick, who retreats to the center circle, and she double dribbles.
And she did.
Uncertainty on whether to try to pass to Veronica Charles or Haley Rhodes, and another Morehead State miscue. That is the 19th forced by TSU today.
And it's a call you don't see real often, unless it's obvious.
Yeah. And that was pretty obvious.
That one was obvious, exactly.
Sanaa St. Andre holds the basketball, standing next to her coach, Ty Evans. High left, floats it near side to Zion Shannon outside the arc, out to Sanaa Parker. 11 to shoot, Parker to St. Andre. Pass deflected, far sideline to Williams, saves it back in. And Morehead State's Blessing King will come away with it, takes it the other way, and lays it in.
What athletic move by Blessing King. She had to be a half foot in the air on that one.
So the lead back down to six as TSU faces full court pressure from the Eagles. They'll break that pressure as Parker takes the pass high right, gets it back out to St. Andre.
Now this St. Andre Williams two-person game up at the top has been pretty nasty.
Now Sanaa Parker out to Zion Shannon. She'll go left wing to St. Andre. Entry pass to Cole. Fans it back out to Parker. Around to Shannon. Three-pointer. Too strong. And on the rebound, a floor foul. It looks like it'll go against Morehead State.
I did not see that one, but that was exactly the shot you were hoping that they were going to take. They were almost giving that to them. You will most of the times against this Tennessee State team.
Second foul called on Melissa Secchiaroli. That's the third of the quarter on the Eagles. Inbounds pass is tapped away by Katie Novick, and it's out of bounds far sideline. TSU will inbound near the hash. Sanaya Parker to trigger, standing right next to her coach, Ty Evans. Gets it into St. Andre. She'll be picked up defensively by Veronica Charles.
We've got to switch to person-to-person D.
St. Andre dribbled into the lane, lost her footing, looked like she might have hit a slick spot. Went to the floor awkwardly and is called for a travel, and she's slow trying to get back up. As a matter of fact, still isn't up. Her right shoe being retied by teammate Ebony Williams.
Hope she is okay, because a slide like that, a slip like that, you do worry about something around the knee area instead of just the ankle.
Ebony Williams making sure she ties that lace nice and tight. And Sanaa St. Andre obviously limping a little bit as she gets to her feet.
She will stay in the game, though.
Yep. And she will help extend the defensive pressure full court again for TSU. Charles with the basketball. Passes ahead to Secchiaroli. Gets around a defender. Lays it up. Got it to go. Eagles, couple of trips in a row, have handled that pressure well and gotten good buckets easily. 51-47 Tennessee State. Ebony Williams working against Haley Rhodes full court. Gets it across the timeline in the center circle and leaves it there for St. Andre. She'll put down the right-handed dribble and work it in against Charles. Out to Williams. Crossover dribble into the lane. She's bumped to the floor. A foul on Morehead State. That will go on V. Charles. And for Veronica, that's personal number three.
I was a little afraid. I thought that was going on King there for a minute. Would have been her fourth. Now, we're seeing them go back to that man-to-man now. They've come out of the zone, mixing it up, doing it.
Oh, the inbounds pass right to Ebony Williams. Point blank range. Missed the shot. Put back, no good. And then a whistle and a foul on the third rebound try. And it's against an Eagle.
And that's the right call. You've got to block out. You cannot be behind in trying to grab that ball from in front of somebody else's face.
Haley Rhodes is the guilty party. That's just the first on Haley today. But it is the fifth on the Eagles, so TSU shooting free throws, the final 4:03. Williams on the first try rolls in and out.
This is a long stretch of time for them to be in the bonus when you're making a comeback, Tom.
Absolutely is. Second free throw. Again off the mark. TSU has been its own worst enemy at the free throw line today. Now 4 of 11 as a team. Novick finds Charles in the left corner. Finds Haley Rhodes, low block, and she travels. There is an ice rink underneath the hardwood here at the Ford Center, and almost feel like the humidity level is higher and seems to be affecting things a little bit. Morehead State, a steal with full court pressure. Novick tried to take it up, and she's called for the offensive foul. I don't know.
Oh,
that was awfully close to the basket. Ebony Williams was there, drew the foul, but it wipes out the bucket and gives the ball back to the Tigers.
That is one of those moments you want a challenge flag, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah. The restricted arc doesn't apply in women's basketball, but at that type of point-blank range, I think you got to give the benefit of the doubt to the offensive player.
Exactly.
St. Andre with the basketball, top of the key. Gives it to Ebony Williams. She penetrates left angle, and little runner from point-blank range goes. 53-47 TSU. Haley Rhodes streaking down the left side of the lane, picked up by Cole. Fans it back out to Charles. Jab step, drives, kicks to Secchiaroli. Three-pointer, no good. And the floor rebound from Williams. She'll give it to Anderson.
The Eagles needed that shot to fall,
sure
Tom.
It looked good in the air. St. Andre gives it up to Anderson at the center circle. Haley Rhodes will guard her. 13 to shoot, 2:42 to play. Entry pass to Cole, hesitates. Novick blows by. Cole goes up and puts it in. Lyric Cole now in double figures with 10 points. Katie Novick with the basketball. Morehead State's coach Kayla Petrie wants a timeout. 30-second timeout.
Yeah, Coach Petrie sees a six-point lead with 2.5 minutes left. Says we really got to close this strong. We need to take a minute, get our wits about us, and pull it together.
Lyric Cole has come on strong here in the fourth quarter, up into double figures with 10. The last time these two teams played down in Nashville, Cole had another big game, 14 points, 14 rebounds. So she has been an Eagle killer this season.
Cole and Williams, they both had fantastic games for Tennessee State. If you'd have told me that Sanaa St. Andre was going to be 6 of 17 with 12 points, I mean, I'd have told you that Morehead State was winning this game.
Yeah.
I mean, she is such a focal point of that offense. For her to be 6 of 17, you think you're winning that game.
Yeah. Eagles in the midst of a 2-minute, 6-second scoring drought. That hasn't helped their cause at all. Sekiaroli inbounds to Charles. Back to Sekiaroli. She'll penetrate right side. Collides with Lyric Cole, and Cole called for the blocking foul. Sekiaroli, I think, will get foul shots here.
I was really nervous after that call on Novick.
It's four on Cole.
After that call on Novick, that looked really similar.
Yep, I was right there with you. Honestly, that looked more like an offensive foul than the one that was called an offensive foul on Novick.
Agreed, she had ahead of steam.
Yep. Sekiaroli perfect on the first free throw.
A lot of players wiping their shoes, scuffing them on the floor. You may have something, maybe onto something with that floor.
Second free throw good. I've noticed a lot of condensation behind us at the base of the stands, which made me wonder about that. Anderson holding the ball in the center circle. Works around a screen, but picked up on a switch by King. Gets around her. Rhodes picks her up again, but Caitlin Anderson, not to be denied.
Boy.
Takes it to the rack and scores. 57-49 and a tie-up. Haley Rhodes tied up by a defender, and it will give the ball back to TSU on the alternating arrow.
Boy, living on that press. That has been a real problem.
23 turnovers on Morehead State in this game. Anderson with the basketball. Dribbles in the center circle. Throws to Cole in the lane. Kicks it far corner to Parker. Thought about trying to drive baseline and instead wants to run clock. Out to Williams, now to Anderson. 14 to shoot, 1:38 to play. Anderson drives around Novick. Kicks it out top to Williams. Around to the right wing to St. Andre. Back to Williams. 4 to shoot. To Sanaya Parker. Drives in against Sekiaroli. Off-balance jumper. Hits backboard but no iron, and it's a turnover on a shot clock violation.
And, Tom, I don't like that, and actually I don't think Coach Evans likes that either from what he was just screaming at his players. You have got to get a decent shot out of that possession, even if you're trying to run clock.
Eagles get a decent shot, a three-pointer by Charles, but she leaves it short. She was wide open, and then Blessing King called for a personal foul, jockeying for the rebound.
And Lyric Cole passed up, I mean, basically a wide-open layup to kick the ball out to run clock. Take the points.
Yeah.
If you've got an easy bucket, take it. That's 2 points the other team has to make up on the other end, right?
It's just an eight-point game, and there's still over a minute to go. So
exactly.
That was King's fourth personal foul, by the way. And it puts Sanaya Parker at the line on the season. Sanaya, a 71.4% free-throw shooter. She hasn't been to the stripe today. The first one up, got it. As a team, TSU now 5 of 12 from the stripe. Parker one more to come, and it would make it a 10-point lead for the Tigers. And it rolls off, no good. King the rebound. Gets it to Haley Rhodes, ahead to Charles. She'll stop left of the lane, get it out top to Novick. Guarded by St. Andre, around a King screen, pull-up jumper, right elbow, rolls, won't fall. Fight for the rebound, won by Ebony Williams. She nearly loses the handle, but gets it to Sanaya Parker, Morehead State.
And they are not
exactly playing with the most aggressiveness defensively, as if they're waving the flag of surrender.
Yep, this game looks like it's over, Tom.
Anderson gets it to Williams. 36 seconds to play. Far corner to Sanaya Parker, guarded loosely by Rhodes. Drives, kicks cross court, out of bounds, intended for St. Andre, but way too tall for her. So 30.4 seconds remain. Morehead State takes the inbound, down by nine. Novick gets around Ebony Williams. Kicks it near side to Haley Rhodes. Three-pointer, air ball, too strong. Blessing King the rebound. Missed the putback, but she's fouled.
I'm surprised Novick didn't take that three from the top of the key. She was open. That pass was just extra. That was unnecessary.
And Novick has been lights out from three-point range lately. She ranks near the top in the OVC in three-point percentage, and she's been shooting at a 48% clip over the last six games from deep.
She has, and that's one of the spots that she prefers to be, is right on top of the key.
Blessing King, perfect on that free throw. That may be the first time I've said that all year about Blessing
King. That
was
pretty.
Second one up. This one off to the right, no good. Parker the rebound. And TSU doesn't even have to get off a shot. 12 seconds to play. Shot clock off. Anderson standing dribble high left. She'll bring it back out near the center circle, and Morehead State will call off the dogs, and the 2023-24 season will come to an end for the Morehead State women's basketball team. Again, the curse of the five seed holds true, as yet again here in the Ford Center in the OVC tournament, the five seed goes down to the eight. Today it's TSU beating Morehead State 58-50. We'll be back after this with our postgame festivities on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. Morehead State falling in the opening round of the OVC Women's Basketball Tournament to Tennessee State, 58-50. Tom Lewis joined now by MSU head coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, the curse of the five seed here at the OVC Women's Basketball Tournament lives on. Only one five seed since this tournament has moved to Evansville has ever won a game. And it's still one as the curse continues.
I'm glad you didn't tell me that before the game.
I thought better of it.
That is it, really?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I guess sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug, and Tennessee State would not be denied today.
Tennessee State, they deserved it. They've been trending upward. They beat Martin to take away their second seed. Yeah. They beat Little Rock. They beat Southern Indiana. I mean, they're much better than an eighth seed, and they continue to get better over the course of the year. They showed a lot of toughness. Coach Ty, he does a good job. Coach Evans does a good job. They have players that go make plays, and they physicality. They're a good basketball team. They're flawed like all teams. Yeah. You know, they have their weaknesses, but congratulations to them. And yeah.
As far as this season, I know you were looking small picture today, but big picture, what you've done so far with this program, one win your first year, 11 last year, you finish at 500 overall this year, above 500 in conference play. So talk about trending. The trend is moving in the right direction with this program.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's frustrating. I feel like we left a lot of meat on the bone, yeah. You know, of what we could have done, but move in the right direction. We've just got to get more people that are committed to the culture, because culture wins. I want to have more depth. I want to have where we can make substitutions and not have quite such a drop off, but that'll come, I guess. Well, we picked ninth and to come up fifth. Had a chance to be second, and in no way did we deserve to be second based on how we played today. So I hate that, but I guess if you want a silver lining to say we're 500, I guess that's a positive.
All right, we won't belabor the point. I'll let you get back and spend a little bit of time with your team for the last time this season, but we appreciate you and the time that you've spent with us and your graciousness to be with us.
No, we appreciate everything you guys do and always spending it positive, and the support, the text, the phone calls, and just being nice to us makes you feel better, win or lose. Appreciate that. And always being prepared and always knowing what's going on. I mean, it means a lot, for real. Thank you.
Appreciate that a lot, too. Coach Kayla Petrie, again, your final score, Tennessee State beating Morehead State 58-50 here in the opening round of the Women's OVC Basketball Tournament. We'll take a break and come back with more of our postgame after this here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special, reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
.58-50, the final score. 8-seed Tennessee State knocking off 5-seed Morehead State this afternoon in the first round of the Ohio Valley Conference Women's Basketball Tournament in Evansville. Let's take a look at some of the final numbers. Sponsored by Whitaker Bank, Tennessee State, the winner 26 of 61 from the field, 42.6%, only 1 of 11 from three-point range, and 5 of 13 from the free throw line. Morehead State, 18 of 53 overall, 34%, 3 of 16 from deep, 19%, and 11 of 16 from the charity stripe. Eagles were out-rebounded by 1 today, 39 to 38, and by 1 on the offensive glass as well, 12 to 11. But Morehead State actually ended up with the advantage in second chance points, 9 to 8. Turnovers, a big deal today. Morehead State gave it away 23 times compared to 17 turnovers for Tennessee State. And points off turnovers wound up 24-15 in favor of the Tigers. Individually, TSU was led by Ebony Williams. She had a double-double today with 13 points and 12 rebounds. Also in double figures, Sanaa St. Andre with 12 points and 10 for Lyric Cole. 9 points for Sanaya Parker, 7 each for Zion Shannon and Caitlin Anderson. For Morehead State, it was Haley Rhodes leading the way with a double-double of her own. 15 points and 11 rebounds. The only other Eagle in double-figure scoring was Veronica Charles with 10. In double figures on the boards, Blessing King, surprise, surprise, 13 rebounds on the day, 5 of those on the offensive end. Back to the scoring column, Katie Novick finishes with 8 points on the afternoon, 4 for Melissa Secchiaroli, 3 for Matilda Soderlund, and 1 for Skylar Barnes. Again, the final score, 58-50. Morehead State falling to Tennessee State. We'll take one more break, and my partner Wes Holland and I will be back to wrap up our coverage of Morehead State women's basketball for the season right after this here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
The 2023-24 season comes to an end for the Morehead State women's basketball team today on the banks of the Ohio River at Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. The Eagles fall to the Tigers of Tennessee State 58-50 in round one of the OVC basketball tournament. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, it has been an absolute joy alongside you this season. Your thoughts before we wrap things up for the year. We'll talk about this game in particular. Morehead State just kind of ran into a defensive buzzsaw and then went ice cold offensively down the stretch.
They really did. And it has been a blast, brother. I'm going to give you a fist bump. So as for radio, I'm telling you, I'm giving him a fist bump. This one came down to exactly what we thought it probably would. Morehead State went -7 on extra possessions. They don't win games when they're even in the negative, but yeah, Certainly not -7. TSU, they were who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Yep,
for those football fans out there. You know, they had +7 on the easy basket side of things. They ran. They played the trapping defense. They played a full-court 1-2-2 zone. This is who they are, and you knew that going into this game. They executed exactly what they had to. The Eagles did not.
Yes. But big picture, when you look at where this program has come from, where they were coming into this year, picked to finish 9th in the OVC, they wouldn't have even qualified for the tournament. Instead, they finish 15-15 overall, above 500 in conference play, and came into this game favored as the 5 seed. But, you know, tip of the cap to Coach Kayla Petrie and these players for getting this program moved back in the right direction.
Oh, Tom, We should have gotten an award for three seasons ago, right? I mean, I'd go home
at least come back.
I was laying in the bed crying, and Justine was asking me what was wrong. What is wrong with you? I mean, it was terrible. Oh. Right? They have come a long way, so I don't want to undersell that at all. This was by far an improvement on even last season, which was a big improvement on the season before. So the trend is going the right direction in this day of the transfer portal, which I know we're not going to get into that. We don't have enough time.
Right.
But you wonder what the team looks like next year. Who's back? Who's here? V. Charles graduates. It's been the heart and soul of the team. You know, chances are we're looking at a completely different team next year. And we just got to hope that culture, that beginning that we put in place with the Eagles carries on into that next generation of players.
All right. We will sign off for the final time for the 2023-24 season. Don't tear up, man.
I know, man. This is hard.
I love you, man.
I'm really hoping we get one more chance together, Tom. I'm sorry.
The third member of our team that doesn't get enough credit, and he does a phenomenal job. Ian Corbin, our studio engineer and producer. Thanks so much.
We love you, Ian. We love you, buddy.
You did a fantastic job and couldn't do it without you. For Ian, for Wes, I'm Tom Lewis. Again, the final score, Morehead State falling to Tennessee State today in women's college basketball action, 58-50. Thanks so much for listening today and throughout this season here on the Eagles Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagles Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linux of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.